Farmers Co-op Association, Madison Bottling Company, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Heartland Eye Care, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Dawson Truck Parts, Doug Service and Marine, Canby Co-op Credit Union, First Security Bank of Canby, Cocklewin Construction, Larson Brothers Concrete. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Olson Dray Service, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Lee Motor Company, State Bank of Taunton, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Farmers Co-op Elevator of Hanley Falls, Ludvigson Tiling, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, B&B Electrical Contractors, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Jennie-O Turkey Store, Grandview Farms. Thanks for joining us for state wrestling coverage here on 92.1 FM. And let's head on down to the XL Energy Center for state wrestling with Nick Newman and Danny Lee.
Well, thank you, Maynard, and good morning, everyone. We are at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul for day two of three state wrestling tournament. Yesterday, of course, was the team competition. Today and tomorrow are the individuals. We have one participant in Class A and Class AA, and that's Team United, Trevin Johnson, and then nine between Mineota and Canby. So, Danny, this is a big dance.
Yeah, this is what the kids, we talk about this every year, but this is what the kids dream of since they probably start wrestling as a kindergartner to make it to the big showdown here at the end of the year, and especially the seniors. Our local area yesterday showed pretty well in the teams. Marshall ended up taking second, and Tracy Miller Ballaton ended up taking third, so pretty good showing out of our area down here. Marshall wrestled tough, but ran into Simley, who was just unbelievable. I mean, I don't know how they keep doing it, but they have got just a ton of great wrestlers. So, but Marshall wrestled them tough. Just, you know, a lot of close matches, just didn't win them.
Yeah. Congratulations to the three state champs. They all are new this year. No defending state champ defended their title, as Shakopee won the AAA, and as you mentioned, Simley, the AA, last year was Casa Manorville, and Long Prairie Gray Eagle, Browerville, won the single A, and Tracy, as you mentioned, placed third. So Marshall was the Cinderella team. I called them last night, as they defeated Foley in a good match. So that was a highlight.
Well, and then to get here, they defeated Fairmont, who was the number one seed in the team in our section,
and ranked two or three in the state. So
yep. Yeah, and they have a ton of individuals down here. I mean, they had a fantastic team, and Marshall put it together that night. Took them out by 1 point, so, and that's all that matters. Win by one, so yeah, congratulations to them.
First state trip in the history of the school, so yes. So now we turn our attention to individuals. There's eight wrestling matches also in the XL Energy Four, and XL Energy probably on Sunday will be playing hockey here, so it's a great venue, and all these different colors of new mats are going to various schools throughout the state. And the AAA is all done. We're into AA. We're waiting for Trevin Johnson. We don't want to miss his match. So still got a couple matches to go through, I think.
Yep. Look down there. They're about three mats away from us. So mat 377 is just stepping on. So we got this match, one more match, and then Trevin is up. So,
and actually, I guess with technology, you can watch that match. I don't know, maybe Paul, if you're watching or listening, maybe you can pipe in and tell us how you can watch this match live. But if you can hear us, maybe grab the mic and do that. But a lot of people are streaming.
Yeah, he was just talking about that when we were talking to him to get on the radio, and he said, yeah, I'm sitting here watching on the computer, and I can zoom in on the mat that Trevin is watching. So they have it, all eight mats on there, and they must be able to zoom it into each individual mat. So, yeah, if you really want to watch it, you can.
Yeah, for sure. So It's really organized. I mean, they got it down to if you're going to wear the green or the red ankle band and where your coaches are going to sit and everything else. So it's amazing. The planning that goes into it, and every year is a new little twist of stuff. So always getting bigger and better.
And then when it gets down to the championship round, they've got about 50 kids running around now, rolling up. They take out all but three mats, and then they center the one mat, and one's on each end, so there's three mats in a row, and they bring out the platforms for the video people to sit on. So, yeah, they do have it down pat. They get it done quick.
If you've ever been to the Exelon Energy Center, the media, the radio and newspapers and that are on the two bowl ends. We're on the one facing the hotels across the street, and just opposite across the way is another area where a bunch of tables are set up. And so we have to get way down on mat 4 and 8. We have to use our binoculars. The young bucks can probably see the score in that, but. So where Trevin's going to be wrestling, it will be three mats away from us. But we can certainly see the action, and I think I can even see the score in that a little bit. So, but looking at the bowl end, it's probably, I would say, 85-90% full.
Yeah.
And then you look way up in the other ones. If you were to force people down here, all the way into the bowl, it would be standing room only.
It'd fill it up very good. So a lot of different colors, all their schools come in their supportive colors, and it's kind of fun. Like at the team last night, Long Prairie Gray Eagle, I thought they maybe had, and Tracy Milroy had a fantastic following too, so that was kind of fun to see when their kids would do something. You could tell where their school was, there's no doubt about it.
They're all wearing school colors.
Yeah. Long Prairie is orange, and Tracy Milroy's in there blue and red, so yeah, you could definitely pick the teams out. They had fantastic fans.
Yeah. Every year, Minnesota sets national attendance records for the state tournament. They've had the dual meet concept ever since probably the year after you graduated, or two.
I'm not sure when they brought.
Well, it was back in the 80s anyway.
I think it was quite a few years after I graduated, actually, when they went to the three class anyway and stuff,
And Minnesota was the first state nationwide that had dual meet concept, too, along with individuals. Now there's probably half the states of the nation that follow that same format.
I didn't get your question, but yeah, there was a team when I was in high school, and I graduated in 77, so
okay. Okay. Yeah, so
the three class started in like 86 or something, I think, if I remember right. So, brings a lot of kids down. Bring that another class in, brings a whole lot more kids down here, which brings more fans in, which is fun.
Well, we do know that Trevin Johnson will be coming up here fairly soon. His current record is 38-5, and career record, he's just a sophomore. 119 wins already, and to just 36 losses, and most of those were in 7th grade. And, of course, he's ranked by the guillotine right now, number 8. Dana and Ryan are his folks. Danny, why don't you tell us how he got to the state tournament?
Well, in his first round down at Worthington at the section individual tournament, he wrestled Ken Lias from Worthington, ended up pinning him in 47 seconds to move on. His next opponent was Blake Jagosinski from Fairmont. He ended up pinning him in 14 seconds. So he didn't get a lot of mat time in his first two rounds, which left him really really in good shape for the finals. And then he ended up wrestling Damar Ariando from Redwood Falls, a senior who's 27-15. Ended up pinning him at the 306 mark. So he was only on the mat for a little longer than 4 minutes for the whole tournament, so very impressive start to his tournament time record here. So, yeah, he's, and we've talked about him before. I remember watching him, I believe it was down in Folder or Slayton, one of the towns, when he was a seventh grader, and he was at a two-second match, and he ended up getting beat, and he wasn't happy. didn't put on a big show or anything. You could just tell that bugged him, and we kind of knew right then he'd be coming down here. Because he's a very focused kid and just a tough-nosed kid. So, and he got down here last year, so we've often mentioned that before, too, where that first year is really important because until you've been out on that mat, it's kind of you can sit in the stands and be down here 5 years in a row and all of a sudden you wrestle down here. It's a whole different thing. Your nerves are big. I mean, it's in front of a big crowd. And so, it's nice to get that first year experience out of the way so he can come down here and just focus on doing his job.
Well, I did have the honor of interviewing him last Saturday after the section individual tournament, and he admitted that he was very nervous last year.
Wow.
And that I asked him what his goal is this year, and he said the place, you know, and that's a very realistic goal. It's something you want to set goals high, which that is, you know, there's 16 people in your weight class down here, and you got to be in the top six people to place, so that's a realistic, but it's not impossible goal to obtain by far. So you'll go out and wrestle his style. What got you here?
And like you've said before, Dick, down here you never know what's going on with the other 16 kids. There could be a couple injuries. There could be some kid that's been sick and hasn't been able to practice for 2-3 days. You know, so you just go out if you're 100% healthy and you're not sick or you haven't been sick for a few weeks, you're in great shape down here if you're ready to go. So. And I think Trevin, I mean, as far as I know, he's got zero injuries. He's been very fortunate that way. And he should be in good shape coming into the tournament.
If he's had some problems, he's kept it to himself because nobody knows. So, well, we got the next match?
385 is up right now. So, yeah, the next match he'll be coming out is... just 40 seconds to go here in the third period of the match before Trevin. So we're getting ready. They'll be down at the far end of the arena because that's where they warm up. Wrestlers come out of each end for the four mats on their half of the floor. So they're all the way across the arena from us. But,
well, United fans and Tiaz and United teammates and... even you and I, Danny, have been waiting a year for this. So
yeah.
The excitement is ecstatic.
I see him standing there right behind the table. He's ready to go. All he's got to do is pull his T-shirt off, and he's ready to hit the mat. So, just a few seconds, he'll be getting called up. He's been called up on deck. But, 5 seconds to go in the mat before. 8-2, so there's not going to be any overtime or anything. So, he's...
And in case you're wondering, Paul told us and Maynard told us that it's snowing like crazy out there. Well, it's headed this way to the cities, but it hasn't started snowing as of late or yet. I went out in the area and looked out the window. It's not snowing here yet, but
we're used to it.
Just what we need. Start out the new month.
Yep.
Right. Well, March goes in like a line.
Yep. So we're looking for good things at the end of the month then, maybe.
Okay, here's Trevin. He's out there.
He is going to be wearing the red ankle bracelets. So as Dick was talking about, they got chairs set up in each corner, and under the chairs is a triangular piece of plywood that's painted red or green. So the coaches have to sit on that corner where the color of their leg band is, and they're on their way.
His opponent is Tyler Harms Sinkew, junior with a 35-8 record, very exact same as Trevin's, and he is from a co-op as well, and that's Carlton, Esco, and Colquay up by Duluth.
Yeah, right off the whistle, he shot in on Trevin. He had a deep, high single in on Trevin. Trevin just kept arching his back and applying a lot of pressure. They got out to the edge of the mat, and he hipped him over to get the takedown with 1:27 to go in the match. They get back to the center circle, and Trevin goes, let's go on our feet. So he lets his opponent, Bill, and they're both on their feet with 1:20 to go here in the first period.
Locked up. Oh, Beckham gets in that body lock and
he's got him on his back and it's tight.
On his back.
That's a foul.
Time is
1:12, so 48 seconds. Trevin gets a fall. He stepped in, got a double underhook, locked it up into a bear hug, stepped across, did a little hip toss, and just absolutely crushed the kid into the mat, and it was over very shortly. Just went over and shook the coach's hands, and that's a great start to the tournament for Trevin.
Well, we can tell how his opponent got here, and then we'll take a look at the future for him. So he got here. He's out of Section 7AA, as I mentioned, up towards Duluth area. He defeated Cody Hagberg, a sophomore from Mora. Mora was in here as a state team participant. He had a 20-18 record. He also won 5-4 in that match. He won by fall over Caleb Atkins, a junior from Princeton, with a 24-11 record. So these records that he wrestled the kids are very, very good as well. Then in the finals, he lost. He was pinned by David Plott, a sophomore from Hibbing, with a 39-9 record. But he came back for the true second and won 5-2 over Nate Burdick, a junior from Grand Rapids. So, you know, Grand Rapids, Princeton, Mora, they're all good wrestling towns. And took Trevin, a minute and 18 seconds?
48 seconds.
48
there
seconds.
A minute 12 left on the clock when he pinned him. So 48 seconds.
Minute and 48. Now he will wrestle the winner of.
And I just looked at the mat that his opponents would have been on, and that's already done, so we missed that. But it'll either be Noah Hallinan of Dapa Cocato, which is a junior at 32-16, or Bryce Fitzpatrick, who is also a junior at 35-8 from Montemedi. So did not catch that match. We can look it up here in a minute when we have a chance, but it'll either be Hallinan or Fitzpatrick that Trevin will face in the next round.
And that next round starts at 6 o'clock, and it's the same format, AAA, AA, single A. So that's all we have right now until the A's come out,
yep.
And we have 9 starting at 113 pounds for 6 Canby or Mineota wrestlers from 13 to I believe 82, and then 95 and 270, and then 82, 95, and 220 pounds are Canby wrestlers. So I don't know. That's basically all we have for now.
Yep, it'll be a little bit till let's see, the first one up will be
at 113.
Well, what mat was that on?
It's hard to tell because if there's...
And they could move it around.
Yeah, they move them around. As soon as all the matches are done on one mat in double A now, then they'll bring out the A.
Yeah.
So I guess what we'll do is we'll hang up for now, and I would guess we would be calling back and covering those 8 individuals from Mineota and Canby in about an hour. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, I would guess that's going to be pretty close, yeah.
So keep that dial tuned to Q92, and when we're ready to rock and roll again, we'll call back.
Norm's Repair, owned and operated by Kim Norman, located...